रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 72 रावण इन डिस्ट्रेस. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Ravana heard that Atikai met his death at the hands of Lakshmana. His heart gave way and he cried, "Alas, wonder of wonders, the best and the bravest of bowmen, a past master in the use and management of every kind of weapon, the very sight of a foe inflamed him quite. Dhumraksha, Kampana, Prahasta and Kumbhakarna, every one of them. And many a hero of heroes among the Rakshasas have gone to meet their fate at the hands of their foes. Of mountainous bulk, steady, firm, unshaken, and fathomless like the very ocean itself, boundless of strength and valor, ever eager for battle. They never knew in their lives what it is to be foiled by the enemy, but victory over the opponents was a matter of daily occurrence to them. In the matter of the mystery of magic weapons, they had no peer. My son, famed through the three worlds for his strength and valor, bound Rama and Lakshmana. Indrajit won the powers on high, the magic bonds of serpents. Devas, Asuras, Yakshas, Gandharvas and Kinnaras cannot escape it. And those bonds, the two boys managed to break and destroy it. I know not whether it is through their own skill and might or through the magic arts of illusion that casts a spell over the foes or through the potent strength of the occult herbs and plants and leaves. Every one of those whom I sent to battle, my Rakshasa heroes, have met their death at the hands of monkeys, and they are strong beyond imagination. But I see not around me one who could defeat Rama, Lakshmana, Sugriva, Vibhishan or the monkey warriors in battle. Wonderful indeed to think the might and power of that Rama, his innate strength, and one cannot have any idea of what he wields through his magic weapons. When I come to think carefully over the fact that every one of the Rakshasas I sent against him has fallen a prey to him, I am forced to conclude that the man known as Raghava is none other than the Supreme Lord Narayana himself, the Eternal One. Our fortress gates and doors in Lanka are ever closed through dire fear of him. Rakshasas, guard ever carefully, invisible in yourselves at every place and corner of this Lanka. No one passes without my order and without my knowledge into the Ashoka groves where I have placed Lady Sita. And none goes out of it likewise. I would have you that you be ever ready to go forth to fight in the places assigned to you in Lanka itself. Never for a moment dream of underrating your enemies, the monkeys. Are they ready for battle? Are they marching forth to it? Are they taking rest? Are they sunk in care and anxiety? All these things should be correctly ascertained and brought to me every day in the morning, noon, evening, and at other times as the necessity arises. Having thus issued his orders, he saw that they were carried to the very letter. But anger and grief gripped him heavily, and he took his way to the palace. Grief at the death of his sons, anger at the thought that he never knew what defeat was at any time of his life till then. This ate into his heart, and deep sighs and fear broke forth from it. Mangalam Kushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhumaya Mangalam.